For children around the country, the last 12 months has been challenging as a way of documenting their experiences for future generations. Many school communities have been taking part in a writing project developed by an Irish publishing company. Their stories and poems have been compiled into a book. Our North East correspondent, Sinead Hussey, has been to St Killian's National School in Mulla in County Cavan to meet some of the students who took part.
Getting a COVID-19 test was scary. We had to drive to Breffany Park and stay in our Jeep. There were a lot of cars there. It was very warm in the Jeep, so we were sweating.
11-year-old Luke Early wrote his story about his test for COVID last year.
I could feel my heart beating faster and faster. Even though the nurses were kind and gentle, I was still frightened. I would describe the stick going up my nose as horrible, and it makes your eyes water.
As part of this project, students were encouraged to write a story or a poem based on their experiences of COVID.
Next, it was my younger sister's turn. As she had seen all the tests, she was terrified. She cried a lot and asked for mum. Eventually, they said they would just swab her throat. I wish I knew I could have done that.
Luke Early and his family tested negative for COVID, but it's clear the experience left a lasting impact.
After going through the tests, all I can say is that I am happy to wash and sanitise my hands, as I never want to go get tested again.
Other children use this project to talk about what they've missed in the last year. 10-year-old Emer O'Reilly wrote a diary entry about her birthday.
My cousins weren't able to come, or my friends, and I didn't have a party. I was just with my family.
Annoying pandemic. I hate it a lot, and lockdown is even worse. We can't have fun. We can't have parties. Can we go to a shopping centre for once?
Other children used poetry, like Emily Kyo in third class.
The teacher told us to do stories or poems. I did a poem called The Annoying Coronavirus because it is quite annoying.
For 10-year-old Zara Mulligan in fourth class, the lockdown wasn't all bad.
Well, I wrote about how me and my little sister got to spend so much time together because she was just born, and it's just nice to have, spend loads of time with them when they're only born.
The children, of course, miss their friends.
Didn't get to see any of my friends, and we did do lots of Zoom calls, but, it wouldn't be the same.
But they also said they spent more time outside.
We made a pond in our garden.
Well, it'll probably be all the walks we did and everything. Got more outside and all.
Teacher Emily Brennan said the project has helped the children process the strange year they've had.
The children don't talk about the negative. They see, one child wrote about building a patio in his garden with his dad. Other children wrote about baking or, the window visits with their grandparents. And, they took the positives from it. They don't view things through that negative tinted glass that adults tend to do. So this was a really positive outlet for them to express their emotions and their feelings around the pandemic. And it also created a lovely historical resource for the school to have in years to come to teach future classes about the pandemic.
Emer Cleary is from Emu Inc., the publishing company behind the project.
This is about real life. This is about what they're going through. And while I've no doubt that it's enormous and it's having an enormous impact on children, they will hopefully, they'll walk away and in 5 years, 10 years' time, they won't remember it as clearly as they do now. But something like this will help them, and it will help them in a very positive way, because they, I think, will be in awe of themselves, like we are in awe of children right now and how they are coping. I think it would be a really important piece of work for the children who have written for the books, but also for school communities nationwide.
So what do the children think future generations will make of this pandemic?
How did this happen, and that is weird?
How did they live through this?
God bless them.
Wasn't that lovely? The children of St Killian's National School in Mulla, ending that report from our North East correspondent, Sinead Hussey.